Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another meeting of the Innova Tourism Committee. My name is Alan, and I'm joined as always by Six. Welcome, Six.
Hello there. Thanks.
It's the Pokemon podcast that refuses to quit, no matter how many times we run out the Pokedex. And we're still here, exploring Innova, and talking about the settings and towns and cities that comprise its beautiful world. Six, any Pokemon news or updates you want to tell the folks about?
Well, despite what you just said, I think this episode makes me quit. No, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
No, I mean, I did a little bit of catch-up. As promised, I spent a little time in Sinnoh, right? Mm-hmm. Getting those event Pokemon from that movie and then sending them to Black and White and then going and doing the Zoroa and Zoroark events in-game.
Yeah, I saw that you had pulled out the second DS and made that mm-hmm. happen. How's the event?
Yeah. It is as we described it. I think it's fun to do it, but it's like, there's not too much to say. You have the Zora who's like, oh, Celebi, you're cool, therefore this trainer must be cool. And then you have the Zoroark who's like, a dog, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Oh. And then you fight him, and then you almost kill him, but then you capture him.
Yeah.
So now you have a Zoroark?
I do.
Are you gonna use it?
They're in my party. They come at level 25, and I was like, sure, that's fine.
I'm so curious where your party is right now. Do you want to do that now or later?
Oh, we can do that now. Okay. Sure.
Talk to me.
You know what? I don't have levels, and so it's time for... You know what? I can fix this.
You're going to pull your 3DS out because I should go get mine.
Yeah.
Okay, BRB.
Go get it.
I'm back.
Hello and welcome back.
To the Garnet... Wait. To Battle Pro Unlimited.
Going through mine from like first slot to sixth slot, because the changes are in the back half, so it works out. First off, we have Marbit, my level 27 Victini.
Mm-hmm.
We have Everett, my level 26 Emolga.
How's that going for you?
It's okay. Did some stuff. There's a little thing that happened this episode that was like, oh, okay. You know what? That's nice. I found a good use for you.
Okay.
There's Quincy, my level 27 Tortuga.
Yeah.
There's Elizabeth, my level 32 Whimsicott. Guess who carried an entire gym?
Not Tortuga?
No, because... No.
Okay.
Not Tortuga. Ground isn't weak to water.
Got it.
That's not how that works, so.
You say so.
There is Shenhua, my level 28 Zoroark, which was kind of sort of inspired by talking to you. I made a nonsensical joke. You said a thing about Suicune, and I made a nonsensical joke about Shenmue 3, but like Suicune 3.
Mm-hmm. I thought you meant, what's the other, Suikoden. I thought you were referring to Suikoden.
Well, they made a Suikoden 3. They made a Suikoden 5. But anyway, And at the time, I had my 3DS on sleep trying to figure out a name for my Zoroark, my female Zoroark. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll just name her Shenhua, who's the female lead from Shenmue.
Yeah.
And then my sixth member is a bit of a weird one.
Okay.
We're going to, in our conversation, talk about Route 6. Mm-hmm. A part of Route 6 is a lab where they're studying the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, bring us a Deerling that's, like, current season.
Mm-hmm.
And I captured a Deerling.
Oh, you're going to do the Deerling
this
thing.
This is a female. Well, I captured a Deerling. There was one slot left in my Pokebox, right? Uh-huh. My box on the PC. So this Deerling was going to go in the last slot in the box, a.k.a. the corner.
Yeah.
So I named the Deerling Baby. As a reference
nobody
to Dirty Dancing, nobody puts
corner.
Baby in a corner.
Sure.
I know, it's kind of cringe. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, let me go get this one and show it to them. And I did, because you can go there before you beat the gym. And they're just like, okay, thanks. So, wait, that's it? I didn't even get an item? They're just like, thank you?
You have to do it all four times to get the item. They tell you, they're like, we want to see all four seasons.
Sure, but I thought I'd get something along. Anyway.
Yeah.
So... I have a level 23 Deerling in my party because I forgot to remove her.
It's a... Do you want to just know what the reward is?
Sure.
It's a Leaf Stone.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. I don't even know what Leaf Stone evolves in Gen 5, so don't worry too much about it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know when I first played this that the seasons are only a week long, so, like, you could do it. We're very close to unlocking Fly, I think. Or, no, we have Fly now.
Yeah, we did just get Fly. That's the last thing we did.
So, you could come back here easily now. My team, quickly. My team is level 38 Emboar. Moxley, he's doing the damn work. Such a fucking trooper. I love him so much. We got him evolved. We got him evolved. Nice. I love the back sprite for Emboar. It's very high detail and very. He looks like a brolic dude. We've got level 29 Arcan. That's my Arshen. I haven't done a ton of work with them yet, but having rock and flying type moves is good coverage for me. My Victini is level 27. Van is putting in the work when they need to. Haven't used them a ton. We've got a Swadloon that has evolved into Leavani at level 27. This is Leander, the Leavani. Again, this did carry me for the gym mostly. We've got Timpani, the level 26, no longer a tadpole, Palpitoad. So I have water and ground type coverage with them, and eventually they'll be Seismitoad. And I evolved you, Six, and you are now Musharna.
Oh.
So.
How's that going?
It's going great. You got so much more powerful when I evolved you.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't like the move Psy Wave. I think Psy Beam is objectively a better move. Because Psy Wave, if you don't know, is the one that's like attack varies in intensity. So it can just be completely useless or can be devastating, but it's mostly useless. And it's like not typed for some reason. Like it's listed as psychic type, but it never is super effective against people who are weak against psychic for some reason. I don't understand. So I just use Psy Beam, and I even got to use Moonlight in the gym battle today, which was awesome, getting to heal myself to full, and then I haven't used Hypnosis in a while because I don't need to capture anyone because this team is stacked.
And there weren't a lot of winners this episode.
In terms of things we could catch, yeah, it's Deerling mostly. I think you could get...
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple, you know.
Karrablast, Fungus.
Creatures exist.
Yeah, Karrablast is cool just if we could do trades and do that whole Escavalier thing.
I mean, I could trade with myself, I guess.
True. If you really wanted to do that.
I don't.
No, but let's talk about what we did this week, huh? In the game.
Sure. Yeah, so this week is our episode on Driftvale City. So leading up to it, Route 5, the Charizard Bridge, or Driftvale Bridge, Driftvale City, Route 6, and Cold Storage. This is going to be a light episode.
Yeah, it super duper is. I was like, I went over my notes twice to try and fill them in and look up more stuff to talk about. This is as straightforward as it gets. Go to town, Team Plasma's there, you stop them, you fight the gym, he takes you to the gym leader opens up the next area. Not much else to it. But I enjoy certain aspects of Driftvale City. Of course, now that we're talking about it, we have to mention the music here is very famous. Actually, before we get into Driftvale, pause that music. We got to talk about Alder. We didn't get to talk about Alder last time.
Yeah, we didn't. You hyped Alder up a lot, and then he was kind of nothing.
I mean, I just think he's interesting and a little mysterious, and I love his theme. If you can play a little bit of Alder's theme, that would make me so happy.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I don't care about Alder particularly. I mean, I guess I think I like the... At the time, this was a pretty remarkable thing, was to see the champion before the Elite Four.
Yeah.
Usually it was just like you showed up and there's some person who says they're the best.
Oh.
So I do appreciate that element of it. Not much. I mean, the stuff he says is pretty much just generic anime shit, which is fine. I didn't find it very compelling. Though, Sharon does make an ass of himself. Where he's just like, well, you're just the strongest, and then you're strong. And you have strength.
I can beat that.
And I'll just like, right, what do you do when you're not at the gym? And Sharon's like, talk about how strong I am. It's like, Sharon, you're kind of a moron.
Sharon is a big himbo. Sharon seems smart, but is stupid. And then Bianca seems stupid, but is... stupid.
Yeah.
I fucking love her. She's a 10 out of 10 character, but she is struggling.
What are your thoughts on the gourmet maniac maid?
The who?
10 out of 10 character.
The what?
So there's like an RV or trailer.
Yeah.
Like just to the north of those kids, and inside is a maid who asks you to bring her gourmet ingredients, and if you get them, she will, like, the master will be so pleased, and you're like, you're a fucking weirdo. Thanks for the money, I'm leaving.
Oh my god, I think I did bring her the stuff, or I didn't have it at the time, I don't remember. But I know what you're talking about, the little, like, that route is just strange. There's, like, a bunch of kids, there's, like, Minchinos everywhere, and then there's an RV for some reason.
Your first opportunity to catch a Trubbish.
True. Did you?
Yeah, why not?
Nice, congrats. Because it's hard work. But you fight some preschoolers and you meet Alder, and he's like, I'll see you in approximately 5 gym badges. And then we head into Drifail City.
After we cross over the Charizard Bridge, though, because... And there'll be very little to say about this, except for the fact that, like, I know.
The thingy, the feathers.
Well, there's the feathers, you can catch a ducklet, first place you can catch a ducklet.
Yay.
The music is weird, and the concept of the Charizard Bridge in setting is insane. It is a huge suspension bridge that is up by default and lowers when someone knocks. What? That's like, crazy.
Like, do you not... You want to use it? Is it not meant to be? Is it not for human use?
Right. It's like, you mournfully built this bridge. You're like, damn, I wish we didn't have to have this here so the boats would be happy. Like, it's just a very strange idea.
I read a piece of trivia that says it's nicknamed the Charizard Bridge because of its beauty, but also in the game, if you stay on it long enough, you can hear Charizard's cry.
Also, if you look at the way the cables are connecting at either end, they kind of look like wings.
They do.
Like red wings.
That might be part of like the it opening and closing a lot, but I don't understand why there's a whole bridge here that doesn't stay open.
I mean, because they needed a reason that you couldn't go onto the next city yet, and this one wasn't a great one.
And this explains why there's so many birds over it, is they're not scared by cars. They're just flying, and then you put the bridge down, and the birds are still around. So you can catch you can catch feathers on this Drifail drawbridge. And like you said, the music is very dramatic, as you're probably hearing right now. Bells and... low tones and everything. It's kind of creepy. I like the
vibe.
Like,
calm
though.
Down. I'm about to go into one of the most boring cities we've seen yet. Just relax.
Yeah.
Even its name is boring. Driftvale for Cloud Drift and Cloudvale.
Oh.
Or Hodomoe City, which is just another clothing pattern.
Hosdumoe, that's true. God, I cringed at my own joke. Oh, God. So now we can talk about the Drifail music. This is like the most memed song in Gen 5, other than
the, I don't get it.
Overwhelming emotion. It's fine. It's very upbeat. It's surprisingly upbeat, especially for such a quiet town. So we looked this up. Drifail City is based on Union City, New Jersey. We're like in the outskirts of New York now, pushing into Jersey. I don't know much about Union City other than it's New Jersey's 18th most populous municipality with a population of about 69,000, as of 2020. And it's like right on the edge, it's right past the bridge. It's the first place in New Jersey that you get to after going crossing the bridge there. Very quiet, like I said. The music, I read some trivia that I wanted to reveal to Six. So a lot of people on like the YouTube comments were like, oh my god, I'm Vietnamese and this is exactly the kind of music we listen to at weddings. And so I was like, oh, is that like what they were going for? Is it Vietnamese wedding music? I guess that's kind of interesting. And I looked it up, and composer Hitomi Sato, she actually revealed that it was, quote, written with inspiration from the upbeat music in Thai restaurants. Now listen to this music and find that. I didn't think that.
This is closer to my reaction when I walked in, which I wrote down, damn, I sure did arrive in a fun but quite racist episode of Ranma 1/2.
Yeah. You're like, whatever's going to happen, somebody's going to do something. There's going to be blackface or something, or like a yellow face, and it's going to just be bad. I'm ready for it. I like that reference.
You're going to once again be like, you know what? What if the people of Japan weren't allowed to talk about anyone from China ever? Because Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then it's all for this town that doesn't have these vibes at all.
There's not a lot of personality in Drifail. And partly it's like all the houses have the exact same roof. This is supposed to look cool at sunset. If you come to Drifail at sunset, like... The roofs have like a cool sheen to them, I guess. It's not worth going back to or anything, but
no, it's fine. I mean, it's not like, oh, okay. But it's like, it's not like, wow, you know, it's just like, eh, okay.
Right. you know, like a week or two from when we're recording this, there's going to be a solar eclipse, which is a better example of things that you should go outside to look at instead of in Deerfield City. The roofs make a cool color. That's all.
I mean, it's weird to make this a New York thing because, like, here in California, sometimes you should go outside for the sunset. We get some really fucking cool sunsets sometimes.
True.
But, you know, it's not so you can look at your neighbor's roof, so you can look at the sunset.
Yeah, it's all these, like, reflective, bluish-brownish roofs. When you first come in from the bridge, though, you're in front of you is a statue. What is this a statue of, exactly? I'm trying to look at it on the map, and I was never super clear on what it's supposed to be.
I honestly, it just, in and out of my brain, I didn't pay any attention to the statue.
It's a statue here, that's what that is. We cross another short bridge. And we're in the southeast corner of the town, which is a weird way to enter a city in Pokemon. I'm not, like, it's usually from the south or from, like, the west or east. But being from the southeast is, like, kind of, like, gave me a weird feel when I got
here.
It's
not quite the southeast, though, because you have cold storage, which is which is technically part of the town.
That's true.
You're at the south of, like, the sort of commercial district right before the industrial district or, like, the warehouse district, right? Basically.
Yes. And there's two houses. There's actually four houses above you here. These all have various trainers talking about various things. Not super mega interesting. The person in the Pokemon Center on the second floor gives you a free repeat ball. Just going down a couple NPCs here. One guy talks about the Lightning and Thunder Pokemon. We'll learn about, I want to say Haxorus, Landorus and Thundorus later. I think in the post game, I don't even think they're in the main game. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think they're like the dogs. It's like you do the post game and then they're sort of roaming.
Roaming legendaries. I just remember them from Oras because they're a little bit cooler in Oras. But that's not this game.
I had a moment where I was really caught off guard. So all over this place are these NPCs, just random spots where I'm like, why the fuck is Team Plasma all over, Team Galactic all over this place?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Team Galactic team members everywhere. And I'm like, oh no, this is just what ace trainers look like in this setting, I guess. Because I saw the girl version
the
of this,
and
I was
people.
Like, oh right, with the twin tails. But like, yeah, these people with like the teal bowl cuts just look like members of Team Galactic from Diamond and Pearl. It was weird.
It's very weird. I didn't get fully used to that. It's just one of those NPC types that looks weird. And I think that's what they want for ace trainers, is for them to, like, stand out. But it for it to look like an enemy team is quite funny.
Yeah. There's a school where it's just people talking about, like, hope and possibility.
What
right,
a weird... Especially because it's a unique building.
Uh-huh.
Why is this here?
An exchange I had here is an NPC. Do you think all the people in the world can understand each other? Dialogue prompt. Me. No.
No.
Her. Oh. No, I don't.
Okay, sounds good, kid. When I go to the, and then some of them talk about the Entra link, which I think is the online feature that we can't do. Right?
Uh-huh. I think it's like an online train or something. I don't fucking. Yeah,
this is so funny to. Well, let's look it up. Let's do our fucking due diligence. For
okay.
Sure. I don't know what this is. I guess we'll never know. There's like, it's weird how much philosophy-ishy stuff there is here. God, I cannot spell. I wrote Entra Cub. Entra
it's
Link.
It's a clearing.
Located in Central Unova via the sea gear.
It's a clearing where they deposit stuff from the Flash game. Cool.
Oh my God. From land in any open area, several tiles which NPCs may occupy, key features, entree forest, pass powers. I don't care.
No, it's nothing.
I really don't care. But they talk about that. I just think this is interesting. Again, kids game. You come here and there's a woman who goes, happiness is here today, gone tomorrow. There's no everlasting happiness, so don't be greedy. And you're like, what the?
Well, you know, you gotta have important lessons for kids.
In this random
tomorrow
building?
Tomorrow will be suffering. I mean, Pokemon puts them everywhere. But, yeah, I do hear you.
I want other people to like me. There is a reward. It's okay to help people with such motivations, because helping is itself a great thing.
I did appreciate that one, where it's like, hey, if you help someone and you feel good, that doesn't mean it was a selfish thing to do. It's fine.
That is the reward. It's okay to be happy and feel fulfilled by that.
And it's okay to get the reward. It's okay. Just relax, you know?
Living is using time given to you. You cannot recall lost time. Don't forget that. Like, whoa, hey, okay.
Mm-hmm. Another important NPC line here, a very philosophical. Charlie bought all our herbs.
I want to talk about the market in a sec, but let's just go down a couple more NPCs. Sure. We talked to Lightning Thunder Guy. One woman wants to see a Pokemon that knows a specific move every day. For me, she asked to see Torment, and she gives you a heart scale if you show her the one that knows it.
For me, she asked to see Volt Switch, and so I was like, actually, that's a good point. I should teach my Emolga Volt Switch, and it actually was helpful.
So it's different every day, and it's always moves that you can know at this point. They made it so it's meant to be possible,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. There's a guy who teaches you your starter the pledge move. I never teach my guys the pledge move because it's like, isn't it like 5 PP or something? Like it's like such a...
Well, and it's like the thing that's cool about the pledge moves is that they work together. Like if you do one pledge then a different pledge, they have like a combo effect. So it's like built for like, you know, triple battles or some shit, which we hate and don't want to do.
Well, and you can't do.
Yeah, I get rotation battles. Yeah,
so we meet what's his name in your game? Is it a
Charlie.
Biker?
It is Charlie. Yeah, a biker named Charlie.
It's Charles for me.
Or no, you're right, Charles. Excuse me. Charles. It's the same both places.
Yeah. He's Charles the Heartbreaker. He's a heartbreaker. His name is Charles, and he's a heartbreaker. That's kind of like how he says his dialogue.
And you're like, you are clearly not a heartbreaker. But I believe your name is Charles, though.
That part I definitely believe. And he's just riding his bike up and down next to the market. And he teaches you about your version-exclusive battle type and fights you with it. So in my game, he taught me about triple battles, where it's 3v3, and you can swap somebody from the middle, and the person in the middle can hit anybody, but they can also be hit by anybody, and the people on the sides can only hit the people on their side or the middle.
For me, he taught me rotation battles, which is where you have 3 Pokemon out. However, only 1 Pokemon is active. For every turn, you can switch for free, and it happens before any moves occur, and so it is the opposite of strategy.
You just switch, you switch to the person who's got the...
And it's like, you can't do any type effective, you can't, because it's, especially against an NPC, which is picking at random what to switch to, it's like, there's no strategy here. I'm doing a move and it'll either be Basculin or it'll be Zebstrika. Those have completely different weaknesses and abilities. I can't tactically pick a move. I just do a move.
You just don't know when they're going to rotate. So it takes the predictiveness out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was annoying.
We never have to do this again. I think there might be... I don't know. I don't remember when you ever do it again. Don't quote me on that. But it's something you can do online if you want to do that. And lastly, there's another NPC who gives you items based on how many Pokemon you've seen so far. He gives you a Shell Bell if you've seen 50. That's what I got. Oh, there's also a trader. You should talk to him. You get a free Shell Bell. So one person wanted to trade a Basculin for my Minchino. I forgot to capture a Minchino, so I did not have it. Cool. Basculin, I guess.
I mean, they're offering to trade you, like...
A magic
you
know,
if you give me your dog, I'll give you this fish I fished up. Like, no, fuck off.
I'll get a fishing rod at some point. I'm surprised we're this far into the game we haven't gotten a fishing rod.
True. It's weird.
Weird tendency. So that's the main stuff. Then we go into Driftvale Market, which has this cool like open air vibe. Again, I don't know if this is something in Union City, but very common in Boston, like a farmer's market, basically. We've got fresh items, we've got seasonal fruit, cheap milk, herbs, and there's a guy who gives you an expert belt if you show him a Pokemon over level 30.
And this is a Pokemon game, so this place is mostly useless. None of this merchandise is really of any use to you.
Nope. Herbs make your Pokemon dislike you and aren't that good. We already got milk for free earlier. It's not... Nothing here is like super duper.
I am sitting on $100,000 I don't know what to do with.
I don't even go to the marts anymore. I'm like, I don't need anything. This game's easy.
Yeah.
This is also a game for kids and we're trying to be adults. So like,
right.
We are playing.
Well, part of being adults is saving for your future, which is why I have $100,000.
Yeah. I mean, these games always have money sinks at the end, right? They're like, you know, repeatable buying stuff. TMs and whatnot. I think they add a Team Plasma person here in the post game that sells you one more thing, and then in Black 2, White 2, they expanded a little bit more. They changed your fail a lot in Black 2, White 2, so just if you're disappointed by it now, keep it in mind. I end up liking this area a lot more in the second game. From here, we can go south. I guess we talked about everything in the actual town. There's a gym we can't go in yet. There's a guy named Clay. He's like, go take care of Team Plasma. They are in Cold Storage, which is a like warehouse, an icy warehouse where they store cold things. You go south, you've had a couple of trainers, there's construction workers, there's like crates everywhere. It's kind of a fun little vibe. All the fights here are so easy, especially if you have a fire type, because they're mostly like ice and normal types or whatever. And you get to do an ice puzzle. You know, everybody's favorite 2D Pokemon puzzle type. The classic slide on the ice and try to not fuck it up puzzle. These are easy, though.
There's really only like two of them, right? Because you have the introduction to it where you step on a thing and you slide. There's no puzzle. There's no way to fuck that up. And then there's one where it's like, can you step twice? It's like, yes. Okay, you solved it. Can you step twice again? Okay, you solved it. That's the end of the
Congratulations,
dungeon. There's just no real iteration.
It's not a dungeon. Yeah, I wouldn't even call it a dungeon. It's a distraction.
Yeah.
And you go inside this last crate that you're looking for, and you find Elder Zinzolin with Team Plasma. This is the same shit we've seen like three times already. We fight the grunts. We have to fight three of them, and Sharon fights the other three, and then Clay comes in with his boys, and they arrest everybody, and he says, good luck, and you can now come to the gym and fight me.
But this does have a cool resolution, because the power of the police kind of is just that people allow police to be police. When, like, 20 members of Team Plasma show up at the gym and are like, give us our members back. It's like, well, I mean,
okay,
you're all criminals, but what are we going to do? Here you go, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like the bandits riding up in the Old West movie. It's like, well, I mean,
gotcha.
The law says no, but you got the numbers. Here you go.
Like, what are we going to do? Not keep you? Or what are we going to do? Keep you for longer? No way. It's a little silly. And also, like, what's up with the portrayal of the U.S. and us having incompetent police, lol. Don't think about it too much. And we arrive then at the Driftvale Gym, which is an elevator panic episode. That's our puzzle here. Six, did you have any trouble with the elevator panic?
No, this is the easiest dungeon so far.
You always
not, like,
say
puzzle-wise,
that.
I mean, like, encounter-wise. Encounter-wise, I used one Pokemon for this entire gym and didn't go back to heal. That's pretty easy. That's fine. I didn't need it to be hard, necessarily. But it's like, oh, you know, we got this elevator thing going on. Someone says that this is themed because Clay is at the bottom because he wants to remind himself he started at the bottom.
Dumb. No. He's a miner. He mines. Yeah, that's why he's at the bottom.
But, like, there's no other mining, like... I guess these are supposed to be freight elevators, but, like, mines aren't built exclusively out of freight elevators. There's stuff that they mine in there.
Yeah, this is the one thing where this one kind of whiffs, is it doesn't feel like a real-life place. It does when you get to Clay, and he's like, I love that last elevator ride, when you see, like, the bone. It's like something in, like, a cartoon, where it's like, you see the bone, you see all the rocks and diamonds, and then you descend, and clunk, you hit the bottom, and that's at the very deep depths of the mines is Clay. Like the idea of descending to a gym leader.
I think you've put your finger on sort of a bigger problem I have with most of the dungeons or the gyms so far, which is they don't feel like real places, right? But they also don't feel outlandish enough to be interesting, like metaphorical spaces.
Yeah.
They're just sort of like, well, this is a dumb way to build a thing, right?
I thought the library was pretty good.
The library was okay. It was kind of small and cramped, but I guess that was part of the thing, is that it was crammed in the back of a museum.
Yeah, it's a library in the back of a museum. It's going to be small. But, like, the restaurant one did not feel like a restaurant, and this one doesn't particularly feel like a mine. And neither here nor there. They're working on limited resources. I'm just saying, like, when I looked at the outside of the Driftvale Gym, I'm like, I don't even know what this is. Like, there's, like, lattice work and some glass. Like, is it supposed to be a mine? The top of a mine? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. The trainers were not difficult at all. I did struggle a little bit with the different elevators. Like, I had to restart a few times. It's the same thing with every Pokemon gym puzzle where, like, just don't do the same thing twice. Try different things every time, and eventually you will hit it. And it took me a little while just because of short-term memory problems. But I got there, and you fight Clay, which I thought this was a pretty entertaining boss fight, if a little easy. Tell me about your experience fighting Clay.
Yeah, I think, I have Elizabeth, my Cottonee,
uh-huh.
who is holding Big Root, right? Which makes your drain attacks do more damage and drain more.
Awesome.
And so if I thought an enemy was weak in this gym, I would use Razor Leaf and they would die in one shot. If I thought they were not weak, I would use Poison Powder and then Leech Seed and then spam Mega Drain.
Win.
And did that for every enemy in this entire gym, and they all went down. The only thing is that the Excadrill, that is his like ace in the hole, is so tanky that it took like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he also has two hyper potions for some fucking reason.
He's trying to challenge you. He's trying to wait you out a little bit.
I mean, I did start to worry about, like, listen, if he has a third one of these, I'm going to have to start worrying about if I have enough PP for this fight.
Yeah, right. I had a sort of, like, one-upsmanship, like, Mexican standoff moment with Clay here, where he has a Crocorock, which, like, if you have water type, you're fine here. Or actually, you said ground is not weak to water, right?
Correct. It's grass ice and grass type. That work.
Yeah, if you ice or grass, and you don't have ice at this point. So if you have a grass type,
well, you could have gotten one from Cold Storage, but
are there ice types in there? Are there wild Pokemon?
Yeah, Vanillite,
in there?
The ice cream pal.
Oh, Vanillish, you're right. Vanillite, sorry. I did catch that. I didn't use it though, obviously. Yeah, my Leavanny did most of the work here, and then you have Palpitoad, who's double weak against grass, so RIP, and then Excadrill. And the funny moment about Excadrill was, you know, my Leavanny was getting pretty low, so I was like, I might need to switch out, but, like, I don't know who's going to be good. And he pulls out Excadrill, and I was like, oh, fuck, he's got a big boy. And then I was like, oh, wait, I have a bigger boy. And I 1v1'd that Excadrill with Emboar, just to make it a little bit harder for myself. And then I remembered that steel is weak against fire, and it actually wasn't that hard. But it was like a, you know, you have a big gun, I have a bigger gun moment for me.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Like, crushed him in, like, two moves.
Oh, you know what? I've never used Vanillite in that line. I've always thought they're pretty stupid, right?
Yes,
just like,
I agree.
Ice cream Pokemon. But what if you got a Vanillux, right? The final one that has the two pieces.
Uh-huh.
And you named it Raditz because it's a double sundae.
I don't get it.
Raditz is a character from Dragon Ball.
Yep, got that.
His iconic move is a move called Double Sundae, where he fires two beams of energy, one from each hand.
Okay, I haven't watched the Raditz saga since I was 7 years old.
He didn't get his own saga, let's be nice.
He did it in the Saiyan saga.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I was dunking on Raditz, not on you.
Yeah. And the one, like, little... So we get the gym badge, congratulations. It's like the ground badge. And he's like, I have an HM for you, but you have to meet me at the next route before you get it, or a TM. And you don't get it yet. And then you go back to Route 6, which initially, if you were checking, by the way, was blocked by a Galavantula web. Kind of cool. And on the way up there, you have to rematch Bianca, who's gotten, in my opinion, at least, like, pretty significantly better. She still is just healing through it all. But she's got some tight balancing, and I'm happy to see my girl improve.
She was able to somewhat play the game this time.
Finally. Sharon comes at you with raw power, whereas Bianca hits you with technical skill. She's got a technical team, which I enjoy. And she gives you the HM for Fly, so now we can go to any major city's Pokemon Center at a moment's notice. I'll be teaching my Arshan this promptly.
I don't think I have any birds.
This is like the only reason I have birds, right? I recommend, I don't know. It's nice to have a flyer. Even if you keep them in their box and you just pull them out when you want to go somewhere, it's nice to keep.
I mean, if I encounter something cool, like, you know, listen, I could go into my bank and pull out one of the mini legendaries I've got in there.
That's true. You're fucking 15 shiny legendaries.
My level 100 Regigigas. Probably can't learn fly.
God. I can try.
The worst I can say is bada 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 bada.
If at this point you haven't restored your fossil, this would be an easy way to do it, but we both did it, so
mm-hmm.
I don't really have a reason. I'll just, like, go back to see Mom. I want to go back and say hi to Mom. That's it. I'm looking at the episode time, and I'm realizing we've run out of things to talk about. There's Route 6 stuff.
Kind of.
You talked about the Deerling Lab earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's Route 6. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bop. It's fine. It's a, you know, it's a quiet week for us here.
Yeah. There's a lot of trainer battles there, mostly against people with other Deerling. And that's where all of my guys evolved. So I got Mudna, Pignite, Swadloon, and Tympole all evolved in that same route. And I was like, wow, I love this game now.
I think there'll be some interesting things to talk about next time. I remember having good things to say about both Mistralton City, which is basically an airport with a building attached to it, and then Skyla as a gym leader. I remember her being kind of cool.
Is she a baddie? It's going to be like, she's eight. She's like a pretty lady. Okay.
I mean, you know, she's showing some skin. I don't know how you define a baddie, but...
I don't care about that. She has a flower in her hair. That's what I care about.
Okay.
Skyla. Is she related to the Gen 3 guy? We learned, or you taught me, that... We were trying to characterize Clay in our DMs. And I was like, what's Clay's deal? I don't know. Like, has he ever said the N-word? Is he racist? And you were like, no, but I think he's like racist, but doesn't say the N-word, which is funny. And then I was like, I bet you, I just have a feeling that he loves his daughter, that he's like a wholesome dad. And then you were like, oh, you know who his daughter is, right? And I thought it was a gym leader later in this game. And then you were like, no, it's a gym leader from the DLC for Scarlet and Violet.
So we were DMing while I was at work, and so I was reading things quickly, and also you were typing quickly, and you were like, I was like, do you know who his daughter is? And you wrote the gym, and I was like, does Alan think I'm making some sort of weird joke about his daughter being the building? I'm very confused.
You know the daughter, though. I said, I do. Oh, boy. Oh, it's the Driftvale gym. I shouldn't have Googled it. I forgot. Yeah, what's going on there? And you sent me a picture of a girl who, again, I thought, I was like, is that a later thing? And then I looked it up, and she's from Scarlet Violet. Yeah,
she's from Blueberry Academy.
That's such a weird connection. Why? Any reason? It's cute.
Yeah.
Is Paldea supposed to be close to Unova?
I don't know. I think there's like certainly some value of like interlinking the world a little more, right? But I don't fucking care about Clay. I just don't care about
this
man.
He's a cowboy.
I've only seen Lacey's Wikipedia page, and I find her more interesting than I find Clay.
Oh, I found it. Okay, so Paldea is in the far western end of the Pokemon world. This is a map of the entire Pokemon world, if you're curious.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you. This will make some things make sense.
And if it has Paldea, it must be pretty recent.
Yes. So Paldea
made this.
Oh, it's next to Unova. Yeah, there you go.
But is this is not official. So what is
no,
this?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
This is just someone guessing.
Well,
I mean, Kanto Johto, we pretty much know that's true.
Yes. Fiore, we know to be in the north. Just look up map of entire Pokemon world if you want to see what we're looking at, folks. Galar being an island doesn't really make a difference, although it's off of the coast of Kalos, which maybe they reference that. I don't know. What is Decalore from this? All these places that I'm realizing I've never heard of. What's Passlo? It's in the middle of the world?
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that's just like anime only or whatever.
Oh, Passio. It's the city from Pokemon Masters.
Sure. I'm very citation needed on this.
Yeah. Yeah, these are all fan-made. None of these are... Oh my god, they're all fan-made to the point where I'm looking at ones that are everything's in different places. Yeah, none of this is official.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, never mind.
They are fucking guessing. I think the only one we know is Kanto Johto. And probably, I guess, the Sevii Islands.
Right, because people will reference, like, oh, my dad is from Unova, and it's like, yeah, but to the west? Like, they don't say what that means in relation to what...
And kind of, you know, which is realistic, right? When I say, like, oh, you know, my parents are from fucking, like...
Or you lived in
Tarzania.
Illinois.
It's like, okay, and I don't say, my parents are from Illinois to the northeast-ish, you know, east-northeast.
Right.
No, turn a little more. Like, you know, that's not how people talk about things. So I get it. But it's just weird these people... And I'm sure, again, there's some of this stuff, or I'm sure there's a point where someone in some work was like... Ah, yes, and here in Kalos, you could head southwest to reach White City. But, like, yeah, a lot of this has to be guesswork. Also, what the fuck do they mean TCG? Like, oh, they must mean the Game Boy game. Actually, that makes
sense. Yeah, they mean
okay.
They never
I thought they just
Game
meant, like,
Boy.
Oh, you know, the card game. It's over there.
There's so many weird Pokemon spin-offs that I'm learning from these cities. Oblivia? Do you know what Oblivia is from? It's from Pokemon Ranger Guardian Signs, the second Pokemon Ranger.
Sure. Game. Okay. Okay.
And you know Carmonte Island? That's from the now, I think, defunct mobile game Pokemon Duel, which is a spin-off board game for iOS.
What is Lentil?
Spell it for me.
L-E-N-T-A-L. Lentil Pokemon. Not like the food.
This is for new Pokemon Snap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping this open. I'm just going to look these all up later. Far Away Island?
That's this a good is one. And the best thing about Far Away Island is it's actually really close to us.
It's in the middle of everything. What do you mean, Far Away Island? It's, an island far from Hoenn. It's the only habitat of Mew. Oh, it's where Mew is in Gen 3.
But White City, isn't that part of Unova?
Yeah.
You go in Pokemon, you're going to go there shortly. It's not that far away.
Well, not shortly. It's the end game.
Is it?
I think it's towards the end of the game. I don't think it's earlier.
I feel like it's around like City 6 or 7 or something. Right?
Really? And they just let you go through your thing? Hold on.
It's like, no, I'm thinking of White Forest and Black City, actually. You know what? I don't know what White City is. Never mind.
Black City, White Forest is post-champion. This thing says White City, though. Why is there White City and White Forest? That's so stupid. White City is the... Oh, my God. It's the city visited in Pokemon Stadium 2! Oh! Anybody... This is like Nintendo trying to make a Zelda timeline. Like, they just fuck themselves over and over again over the years. Carmonte Island.
Oh, yeah, that's where is Tumble Cube Island?
Oh, everyone knows Tumble Cube Island. We've all been there. That's not on the list. That's not on the map.
Not on this one. It's on the Bulbapedia list of regions.
Milote Town. Milote Town also from Masters. Oh no, anime exclusive and one of the settings for Secrets of the Jungle, which is movie 23. Oh, that's the one that we didn't see that came out while we were doing the Quorum. The one with the monkey, the Tarzan movie.
Yeah.
That's got Milote Island on it. Anything else in here?
Yeah, whatever. I'm done talking about that.
wait. What's Decalore from? That's my last one. Decalore Islands. Anime exclusive. Stop. Okay, never mind. I regret looking this up.
I'm regretting. You know what? Actually, as part of this, I looked up Kitakami because I forgot. That's the newest DLC. And this actually seems kind of cool. I wonder if I can play that DLC without finishing the game.
Oh, that's like the new region?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, maybe I'll play fucking... No, there's so many other games. It's not going to happen for me.
It's not. I mean, what's going to happen is I'm going to boot up Pokemon Violet. I'm going to play for 5 minutes and go, I'm so bored. And turn it off again.
Turn it off and fall asleep. Okay, well, this can be a short episode. It's fine. I'm going to allow it.
Thank you.
So next time we're going to Mistralton City. Did you confirm that?
Yes, that's correct.
Let me see what else to look forward to besides meeting Skyla.
I don't think we can go to Mistralton Cave without Surf.
Yeah, there was also an area in Driftvale that was like, oh, if you surf from here, you can see XYZ. And I was like, I can't. I'll forget about this. Chargestone Cave, which is another long cave. Mistralton City, Route 7, Celestial Tower, and Mistralton Gym. I don't know what Celestial Tower is. I should just play the game.
Yeah, play to find out what happens.
Fuck around and find out. Oh, lore stuff happens here. It's like... the Pokemon Tower, like with all the dead guys in Kanto.
Okay.
Lavender Town.
Yeah.
They love doing their Kanto
stuff. Ba, ba. Yeah, I gotcha.
Exactly. Ba, ba, ba. That's the one. That is it. All right. Well, that's what we have next time. As for now, Six, where can people find you? On the internet.
You can find me on Twitter and co-host at Six Detmar, SixDetmar. I have my DMs open for any questions, comments, and listener feedback for this or any other Scanline Works. Scanline Works, like this one, can all be found at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. We do a double-digit number of podcasts. Let's just stop at that. And then we also sometimes do articles. We stream. And it's like, to be clear, number of different shows, not episodes. Mm-hmm. We're probably, I bet if you did the math, we are actually closing in on 1,000 episodes total.
Holy fuck. Yeah, you do a lot. That's why earlier before the pod, I was like, oh, what was something I heard of you that was really good? And I realized that I listen to so much of your stuff now that I just feel like I'm always listening to a Scanline pod every day.
You should really take some time off. It's very sweet of you. I really appreciate it. But also, a lot of people do better stuff than us.
So. I don't listen to everything that you put out.
I'm so glad. Every time someone says that, it is a fucking relief.
You want to ask me a question?
Sure. Alan, where can people find you and stuff that you do on the internet?
I would be on co-host more if they kept you logged the fuck in for once.
Right?
That website never wants me to stay logged. And I know, like, I can save my login with Google, but, like, I don't want to do that. And everyone's like, oh, you can make it have an app so that you don't have to worry about them putting it on the App Store. And it's like, yeah, but then I still have to log in. Like, they have no way of fixing that.
It doesn't fix that at all. Yeah.
It sucks. But I'm on there. I'm A.E. Rahim on there if you want to follow me. It's Bulma looking cute. R.I.P. Akira Toriyama, the legend. You can also find me on Twitter at Twilight Galaxia, although you shouldn't follow me. It's a private account. If you know me, you can follow me. And I'm on Chats Colon, a television podcast with my friend Magellan. We just finished up Couch Madness, which was our bracket season where we tried to decide what TV show we're going to watch next. And I won't reveal the winner, but it's a big one and it's going to take us over a year to finish. So let that help you figure it out. Check out Chats and check out our Patreon, which is patreon.com/chatspod.
So no one told you Chats was gonna cover this.
Clap. Takes, I have one more thing I need to tell you. It's really important.
Oh, shit. Okay. What's up?
This is a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.
Peace.